From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 16th, 2020. This week, that excerpt of Late Winter by Andrew and Noah Van Nostrand opens an episode focused on what follows late winter, and that's, of course, spring. In the Northern Hemisphere in 2020, winter departs as the spring equinox occurs on March 19th at 11:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. To mark spring's arrival, we offer a second edition of an episode first done in March 2014, featuring a spring serenade of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 30 seconds and see if you know these sounds occurring now or soon in Virginia. And here are some hints. Atmospheric thumping, puddle jumping, nest feathering, and mammals flying. If you guessed stormy weather, frogs, birds, and bats, you're right. After the sounds of a spring thunderstorm, you heard two frog breeding calls from the upland chorus frog and the southern toad, then bird calls from the bank swallow and spotted sandpiper, and finally, vocalizations by bats. Frogs, birds, and bats are among the thousands of species of animals and plants found either seasonally or year-round in Virginia, responding to spring's increasing daylight, temperature, and availability of water and food to increase their activity, particularly their reproductive activity. Active animals and weather patterns combine to make a rich spring soundscape, the start of a long series of warm season events and sounds. Here's hoping that your spring and summer include opportunities to hear the natural world at work on Virginia's waters and lands. Thanks for this week's frog sounds to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and to Lang Elliott's Nature Sound Studio from the 2008 CD, The Calls of Virginia Frogs and Toads. And thanks to Lang Elliott again for the bird sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Thanks also to Andrew and Noah Van Nostrand for permission to use Late Winter from the 2004 album Driftage. We close with about 10 seconds of another Andrew and Noah tune, Corbin Hill, whose name has nothing specific to do with spring, but whose rapid tempo fits spring's accelerating outdoors pace. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.